You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. US President Joe Biden on Sunday urged citizens to unite in the hour of crisis when a failed assassination bid was made on his predecessor Donald Trump and said it was time to cool down political rhetoric in the country. In a primetime national address from the Oval Office, I want to speak to you tonight about the need for us to lower the temperature in our politics and to remember, while we may disagree, we are not enemies, we are neighbors, friends, co-workers, citizens, and most importantly, we are fellow Americans. Calling for national unity, he said, we must stand together. Yesterday's shooting at Donald Trump's rally in Pennsylvania calls on all of us to take a step back, take stock of where we are and how we go forward from here, he said. The president spoke for the third time in less than 24 hours after Trump was shot at during an election rally in Pennsylvania. The father of IAS officer Pooja Khedkar, accused of using fake disability and OBC certificates to clear the civil services exam, defended her on Sunday, stressing that she hadn't done anything illegal. Pooja recently came under intense media glare after she kicked up a controversy with her alleged demands for a separate cabin and staff during her posting in Pune and her abrupt transfer to Vashim district. She then faced more allegations of securing a position in the IAS by taking the civil services exam under the OBC with less than 8 lakh rupees annual income and visually impaired categories and submitting a mental illness certificate. Her father and former Maharashtra government employee Dilip Khedkar, who contested the Lok Sabha elections and had declared property worth 40 crore rupees in his poll affidavit, told a Marathi news channel on Sunday that she indeed belongs to the non-creamy layer. The number of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's followers on his X handle crossed the 100 million mark on Sunday, registering an impressive growth of nearly 30 million in the past 3 years, officials said. He is already the most followed head of government on the social media platform globally. Officials noted that his followers are quite a few times more in number in comparison to most followed opposition leaders like AAP's Arvind Kejriwal and Congress Rahul Gandhi, who have 27.5 million and 26.4 million followers respectively. Among other heads of government with a large following are US President Joe Biden, 38.1 million, and Turkey's Recep Tayyip Erdogan, 21.5 million. In a post, Prime Minister Modi said, "100 million on at X. Happy to be on this vibrant medium and cherish the discussion, debate, insights, people's blessings, constructive criticism and more. Looking forward to an equally engaging time in the future as well." Spain is the king of European soccer for a record fourth time. For England, it's another agonizing near-miss in the team's decades-long tale of underachievement. Completing a tournament the team dominated from start to finish, Spain beat England 2-1 in the European Championship final on Sunday with Mikel Oyarzabal the unlikely match winner in the 86th minute. Oyarzabal, a backup striker who came on as a substitute for captain Alvaro Morata, slid in to poke home a left-wing cross by Mark Cucurella, just when the game at Berlin's Olympiastadion seemed destined for extra time. England, the birthplace of soccer, is still without a major title in the men's game since winning the 1966 World Cup, and its players watched on forlornly as Morata raised aloft the silver trophy to backdrop of confetti and fireworks inside the stadium built for the 1936 Olympics. Add 2024 to the titles won by Spain in 1964, 2008 and 2012. A wedding reception on Sunday wrapped up the months-long celebrations as the youngest son of Mukesh Ambani, Asia's richest man, married his longtime girlfriend with a price tag running into the millions. The newlyweds were cheered by friends and relatives at Mumbai's Jio World Drive, a convention center built and owned by the Ambani family, as part of the Mangal Utsav,
which marked what many have dubbed as the wedding of the year. Anant Ambani tied the knot with Radhika Merchant, daughter of pharma tycoons Viren and Shala Merchant. The wedding rituals, including exchanging garlands by the couple and walking around the sacred fire, began Friday and were completed early Saturday. Former British Prime Ministers Boris Johnson and Tony Blair, as well as Kim and Khloe Kardashian, Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas, American wrestler and actor John Cena, Bollywood superstars Amitabh Bachchan, Shah Rukh Khan and Salman Khan were among the celebrities who attended the ceremonies on Friday and Saturday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi blessed the newlyweds at a Saturday reception organized by the Ambanis, highlighting the billionaire's rising clout.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.